Hey, welcome to the DeviantArt Podcast. My name is Matt Buchholz, and I'm going to be hosting you today. Today, we're joined by Delina, who is with product at DeviantArt.
Hello.
Hi. So, Delina, you are at Humble Hills on DeviantArt. How would people know you on the site?
As Matt mentioned, my name's Delina. You can find me at Humble Hills, spelled exactly like how it sounds. And I'm the product marketing manager here at DeviantArt. So I really do kind of a bit of both. I do product and marketing the product to our community.
So for people that might not be in the know, what is product?
So product is basically everything that touches the site. That's all the features, everything that runs behind the scenes, as well as things that you see on the site. And I just am making sure that it's packaged nicely, that you know about it, you know how to use it. That's kind of what I do.
Sure. So when new things come out, like, you're the person getting to share that with everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. So if there are new things coming out, I'm making sure that you know how to use it, where to find it, and also listening to, you know, what you like, what you don't like, what might, you know, what can be improved, what I'm doing, and really just trying to keep an ear on the ground and reading everything.
And you do read all of it. Like, we were very clear in the last episode that you read everything
that comes in, which
is insane, but amazing.
Yeah.
So how long have you been with DeviantArt?
I've been at DeviantArt for over a year now. About a year and a half. Yeah.
Awesome. Uh-huh. And things are good so far.
Yeah, I love it.
Good.
It's a great office. I'm sure everyone by now has probably seen our behind the scenes journal, which has some really great photos of our office, all of our office doggos, all the great staff that works here.
And with a great hint in it that we'll be talking about,
yes,
a little bit later.
I know.
So really quick, as you spend a lot of time on the site, who are like three artists that you currently watch? Like, I won't even put the pressure on you to say your favorites, just three off the top of your head that you're enjoying right now.
Okay. I'm not going to say favorites because I don't play favorites, because there's so much great stuff on DeviantArt. I apologize in advance if I butcher any of these names. Mm. Hillary White Rabbit.
Hillary's great.
She makes really, really hilarious illustrations. They make me laugh every time.
Mm-hmm.
Daykiney, she's a photographer and she does like these really great works, especially with like cats. Mm-hmm. Huge cat lover, but she does some really great stuff, like with having her cat pose in like costumes and these like really elaborate set. It's like, it looks like Renaissance paintings, but with her cat, and it's photography. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, again, sorry if I mess up the name, it's Triachi, who does these really cool illustrations that kind of have like an animation behind it. Like, she'll have these cool like sparkle effects, which are really fun. They kind of look like tarot cards.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about green.
One of my favorite subjects.
Like, what does green mean to DeviantArt to start off?
Okay, so that's a loaded question.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure everybody knows green is really a part of DeviantArt's identity. If you've been on the internet for however many years, DeviantArt is really known around green. So from the very, very beginning with our like that greenish grayish hue, if you remember, from the early aughts, to that bright green hue that is really recognizable with our current logo. Mm-hmm. It's just really been in the presence of DeviantArt with like every update that we've had. Yeah. So I would say green is just kind of a part of the identity and DNA of DeviantArt.
Yeah. You hear DeviantArt green so frequently, mm-hmm, together, like,
yeah,
as the descriptor of that color.
Yeah.
And so we worked through, like, with Eclipse, some new themes.
Yes.
Day mode, night mode.
Yes. So we do have, you can call it day or night, also known as dark or light, depending on, you know, what's your jam. So we do have dark and light themes that we introduced with Eclipse. It's been really well received. Dark was requested by the community for a really long time, and mm-hmm, we got a lot of great feedback, people saying, oh, I love dark theme, or, you know, night theme. I love browsing, with this dark background. But also, you know, we got some really valid feedback regarding that, too. So some people think that the dark is as well as the light is too stark of a contrast. You know, that's what we were told. And also people, you know, felt this, that the missing of green was kind of like a loss of the identity and kind of an essence of DeviantArt, you know, and we take those concerns really seriously. You know, we don't want people to feel not just uncomfortable, but we don't want them to feel unfamiliar with DeviantArt. So,
got it. Now, which one of the themes do you currently use?
I switch between both a lot, actually.
Okay.
Probably because, like, with product marketing, I'm like taking screenshots and, like, you know, kind of going between both. Right now, I've been really into the light theme. I do like light theme a lot.
I use light theme too. Yeah. It's so clean.
I do like light theme a lot. It's a nice pop of color. And yeah, I like how it looks, and I like how browsing in light theme.
Now, when you're saying that people submitted like a lot of feedback, or it was a highly requested feature, where are you getting that feedback from? Like, what avenues are people using to contact you?
Yeah, so we have our feedback form. We do have an official form where people can submit their feedback. But we also, like I was telling Matt earlier, a big part of my job is reading everything. So, you know, reading journals, comments, forums, status updates. Actually, there was a really, really great journal posted by Deviant, Katie L. Wood. She made a really thorough journal talking about our dark light theme. She even like went into like analyzing like our hex codes and stuff. And we just really appreciate anyone writing anything, you know, just taking the time to write something. But for her to just go so in depth with this research, you know, we really appreciated how she, you know, took the time to, you know, let us know how we can improve and putting up a really good case towards our current themes right now.
One of the things I really love about the DeviantArt community is just how passionate they are for everything. And that they do provide like a lot of actually constructive feedback.
Yeah.
Versus just like really bullet pointed things. You know, they give like actual ways, because they're artists, they're able to speak to like what resonates with them.
Yeah, definitely. They can, they are able to use words so, you know, in an emotional, gravitating way, you know, that really just shows how passionate they are about this community. So I really do value that. I mean, we all value that for sure. But yeah, I mean, how we take that into the development process at a high level, you know, it could be broken down in phases. So first with ideation, then we go into a ton of research, the actual planning of the product, design, development, testing, launch, and then feedback. So yes, we do continue to take feedback even after, you know, we launch a feature or a product. Nothing I would say in product development is ever final. So, you know, we do listen to, you know, whether you like it or you don't like it, or of course how it can be improved, because it can always be improved.
And that's kind of one of the cool things about Eclipse, is as we get these new and fresh coding features, more and more can be done. So that growth never really stops on DeviantArt.
Yeah.
So on that feedback, like if people want to submit the best way to you, what would that be?
It would probably be through our, or it is through our official form. That way, it can just, if you feed, sorry.
It's all right.
If you submit through our official form, it aggregates all into one place. That way we can really break it up into sections and bring it up to the appropriate product managers, UI, UX designers. And that way, you know, we can take it to those respective teams and really gauge, you know, the demand for this particular feedback, how it interacts with what we currently have out there, what we or what we have planned. And then also, you know, the amount of dev work that it'll take behind it, amongst other factors. But submitting through that feedback form is just going to be the best way, because one, your words don't get lost. It's, you know, it's your direct feedback. And two, you know, it's collected all in one place. And three, it's also stored in one place. So we never throw out any feedback. Like I said, we read everything and we're constantly going back to what our community has suggested.
And to access that official feedback form, that's the one where if they click their profile, they can go down to leave feedback?
Yes. So you do have to be in Eclipse. So you want to make sure you're switched over to Eclipse and you hover over your avatar. And at the very bottom, there's a link that says give your feedback. You click on that and you can submit the form multiple times. I know some people were like, oh, I can only do it once. No, you can keep submitting your feedback. I've seen lots of familiar names who have really great fresh ideas every time. So just hover over your icon, your avatar icon, and click on give your feedback.
And you can also access it at eclipsefeedback.com.
Yes.
So even if you're not currently logged in, there's a quick way to pop right in there.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. So once you have that feedback and you've collected all of it, what's kind of the next step?
The next steps of taking that feedback is, again, going into the product development process. So just to reiterate, we are broken down into those phases: the ideation, research, planning, design, development, testing, launch, and then again, more and more feedback. Mm-hmm. That's where the feedback goes. And again, it's stored forever. Nothing you say is ever thrown out. So we do really, really appreciate everyone just taking the time. I think that's the big thing.
It is really cool to have that feedback so consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount that comes in is substantial. Like being on social media, I see a lot of it, and I can only imagine how much more you guys get through the official channels.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting. So going back to kind of the focus of today, we're talking about green theme.
Yes.
So what made you guys decide to actually green theme, it's happening, we're going to do this, it's a go?
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure everyone has heard us say the word feedback a lot of times.
Feedback.
So again, just going back to that, it was from a lot of feedback. So green theme, that big deciding factor was feedback from the community.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it submitted so many times on that form. And we saw it perusing the site amongst journal comments, status updates, just reading the reactions, the thoughts behind so many different deviants. And, we also saw so many people actually make really beautiful mock-ups and submit them as deviations. Taking the time to do that is really amazing. We even had a deviant make a browser skin. So,
oh, wow.
Another shout out. Again, I'm so sorry if I butcher any usernames. Damon Illusionum.
Okay.
Shout out to you for making...
I can picture their avatar right now.
Yeah. Shout out to you for making that browser skin, which is really cool. Again, that just shows how integral green is to the identity of DeviantArt. We also had some really great, thoughtful pieces regarding not just green, but also just the dark light themes and how they interact with them. Some two users who are off the top of my head, Senzun and Yukon, they made some really great journals as well. So in the simplest terms, the community really wanted it, but they also provided really valid, really logical reasons behind that. To break it down, I would say it's two top reasons. The first is that it's a great middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're aware that, as I stated earlier, that, with the dark light theme, some people said that it was too strong of a contrast for them. Or some people just don't like dark light themes. And I get that, it's not everyone's vibe. So I think the green theme offers a really nice middle ground for that.
It's kind of that Goldilocks.
Yeah. Yeah. So exactly. It's this is too dark. This is too light. And this is just nice and green and in the middle.
Green is just right. Yeah.
And then I would say the second big reason is it offers a familiarity and a nice transition. So, DeviantArt is 19 years old now. There are some deviants who've been on the site for a really long time who, again, have seen all those different iterations and us using green so many different times. Mm-hmm. So it really does help. Literally offer that smooth transition. Eclipse is still a work in progress. It's something that we're still working on and constantly improving upon. So not all the areas of DeviantArt have been uplifted. For example, groups and shop, those are actually still in the old interface. So Green literally offers like a pretty good transition between.
Gotcha.
You know,
so it's not so shocking
exactly.
coming from one to the other.
Yeah. So Green really does, you know, offer that. And yeah, I would say like those are the two big reasons.
Nice. Now, I can imagine that when something new is implemented, that there are a lot mm-hmm. of challenges or things that come up that make it a little bit more difficult than just like, oh, I'm going to change this color slider and yeah. make it this. So what were some of those that came up with green?
So for green, so just to go back a little bit. So with dark yeah. and light theme, you know, a big thing that we always had to be aware of on the product development side is making sure that the whatever theme you're on was respected. So if you're on dark, you know, making sure that it stayed dark. If you're on light, making sure it stayed light. So that was our big thing. You know, we're like, oh, now we're adding a whole new theme. Can we make sure that it's going to be able to handle that? You know, so like, are you going to be able to go on to browse and, you know, go through all these different deviations
right.
and is it going to stay green? Are you going to be able to, you know, post a status update and is it going to stay green? You know, luckily, as we continue developing Eclipse, it really does get stronger and it really does get a little bit more seamless in terms of just testing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what really made us realize that green theme was possible from a development standpoint was, you know, being able to iron out all those kinks for dark and light theme. We're like, okay, green can be a go. You know, we're able to have that that foundation behind it, that it's actually going to be able to work and stay green.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it one of those things where like it's been in the process for so long that like now it's finally here? Like
yes,
it's like a Christmas morning sort of situation.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're very excited. And it was just like it was kind of like a secret, you know, and just you know seeing people comment being like, oh, you know, I love Eclipse, or you know, Eclipse is getting better, like it's nearly there. I'm just kind of missing this one little thing. Like you mm-hmm. know, I've seen people who said like, hey, you fixed you know XYZ. If only you can bring green back, it would just be the cherry on top. And you know, we're
cherry
just...
given like that Sunday is complete, like,
yes, and it's just like you're just biting your nails being like, oh, I just want to tell you so bad, and now we can. So it is here. So you know, essentially there are three different modes now. There's dark, light, and green, and it's going to be it's very exciting for those people who you know, for those deviants who are like, this was like my last little puzzle piece.
Mm-hmm. So what should we expect in the future for themes? Because we've got mm-hmm. dark, light,
yeah.
green.
Yes.
Question mark.
What people can expect now is, again, the three different modes. So mm-hmm. that's, you have the option of dark, light, and green. We're still actually working on dark and light. So I don't want anyone to think that those were forgotten about. They still exist, and we're actually still working on them, making sure that we're addressing those concerns regarding, you know, the contrast being too stark, you know, improving readability and comfort with the dark and light themes.
Mm-hmm.
But also there's the addition of the green theme as well. I would say for green theme, it's making sure that what I was mentioning earlier, is that it respects the green theme. Just that it works is what you should expect.
When you hear that, I picture like the dark and light mode, like ganging up on green theme,
yeah.
like, hey,
bullying.
Like,
it's yeah. it's a little sibling.
Yeah.
yeah. Who the runt of the pack. Yeah. We got to make sure green feels special, you know, feels appreciated and gets its attention. Yeah.
So in honor of green, what are three green things that you love? You're in the hot seat now.
I'm going to sound so California.
Okay.
Avocados.
Nice.
Avocados. I love the green apple flavor of Laffy Taffy's.
Ooh.
That just came up in my brain. Uh-huh. I would say that's a solid flavor.
Okay.
And spearmint gum. I know some people don't like spearmint gum, or I feel like you either hate it or you love it. I'm a fan.
And I think some people would like classify the color of spearmint gum as being spearmint, but
instead of, okay,
it's an art community. We'll count it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And again, where can people leave their feedback if they want to give any notes on Eclipse or to tell you, yay, green theme's here.
Yes.
Yay. Thank you.
I'm hoping I get like some personal messages in the feedback form. Just kidding. Please leave your valid feedback. if you want to say hi to me, that's fine too, because I do read it. But if you want to leave your feedback, again, this can be, you know, positive feedback, negative feedback, neutral feedback.
Data is important.
Yes. Or, you know, suggestions of what you'd like to see improved. Maybe there's something you want to see Eclipse have. Mm-hmm. Really, please submit it. You know, we read anything and everything. We're always considering things. So make sure you're on Eclipse, hover over your avatar, and then click on Give Your Feedback. That'll redirect you to our feedback form. If you're not able to access it that way, Matt mentioned earlier the URL, it's eclipsefeedback.com. You can submit as many times as you'd like. Please submit it. We love reading that. It really does help so much in our product and development process.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's very fun to have you here. And thank you guys for listening to the second episode of the DeviantArt podcast. If you have any feedback on the podcast, you can leave it in the notes below on the journal. That is at deviantart.com/team. You'll be able to find all the podcasts there. Make sure to tune in and listen to them. We appreciate it. And my name is Matt Buchholz. You can find me on DeviantArt at ggmattb. You can find Delina on DeviantArt at deviantart.com/humblehills.
Yeah.
And thank you again for joining us. Have a great one, guys.